XO Takeover.
Back, guys, to another episode of XO Takeover. Today I'm joined with the one, the only, Host Weekend. Welcome to the show. Thank you for so much for being a part of it.
Of course, brother, of course. It's my, you know, it's funny too, because this is like my first ever like interview or like podcast, so it's like it's something new to me, man. It's something new.
It's great to have like new people a part of it. You know, bringing it back bigger and better than ever. So I don't just want the people that was on it before. You know, you came highly recommended from Chelsea, actually. So,
oh shoot! Okay, there you go. There you go.
But yeah,
wow, she's.
I've got a few questions to ask you, and then in traditional style, we'll get into your top five and why. But I feel like we should kick it off with the current trilogy at the minute. How do you feel like the progression has gone between After Hours to Dawn FM to Hurry Up Tomorrow?
Man, you know, when he first teased it about Hurry Up Tomorrow, you know, we didn't have no idea what the hell this guy was doing. You know, we thought maybe this was going to be something for the new film he's going to be in with Jenna Ortega. And we had no idea. We were just clueless. And we also had another thing in mind too. It's like, maybe this is some new music. This got to be something for the new album. So, I'm really excited for this trilogy, man, because, you know, this now, who knows, this may be the last, you know, album we see as The Weeknd, you know, for this coming up album. So, I'm really excited, man. You know, I think this one will be definitely in the books here. That'll definitely be remembered as, Abel's old life when he was a child, since, you know, speculation, we're seeing like his child self in these teaser videos of him being a child. So, you know, maybe we'll get some background on that, and we'll see. But I'm ready, man. You know, this is going to be a hell of an album. So I'm hyped for sure.
Do you feel like we could have a chance of getting music from The Weeknd as Abel? Do you reckon he'd continue the music career under a different name, or is this it?
Yeah, so what I was thinking, because I've talked to a couple of my friends from the fan pages, you know, The Weeknd Portugal, PRT, Maria, the King Candy, Chelsea even. We've been talking about it. I think that he will continue to make music, but what I feel like is this may be his last album as The Weeknd, and, you know, his new chapter in his life as Abel Tesfaye. I feel like, because he's so film inspired, so I feel like we'll get new music from him as Abel Tesfaye for, you know, movies, TV shows, etc., whatever the case may be. So I feel like, you know, we'll see more from Abel Tesfaye. So.
And do you feel like, as you mentioned, the film with Jenna Ortega, do you feel like we're going to get a lot more of the movie and film era of Abel, or is it going to be 50-50, do you think, or one more movies, less music?
I feel like we'll get more of his filming like critique, because he's kind of a movie nerd, so, you know, I kind of relate to him in a way. So I feel like he'll definitely go in the direction of doing more films, TV shows, maybe even, you know, like cartoon shows, since he did from American Dad, you know, Robot Chicken. So that's something I'm looking forward to, and that's pretty hype. If he's happy about it, man, you know, at the end of the day, he loves what he's doing, so I'm supportive for him any of the ways, so whatever route he takes.
And is there any, like, with this film with Jenna Ortega, is there a type of character you're envisioning him to play? Is going to play himself, or be like the idol, or more of an upbeat character?
I haven't really gotten in too deep with the new film he's doing with Jenna Ortega. For now, I feel like he's just going to be himself in that movie, maybe. Maybe if I could be wrong here, but I kind of have a theory that we might get something like related to Hurry Up Tomorrow on this new film, like sort of in a way, like intertwining, like if that makes sense, you know, probably we get some like Easter eggs per se, you know what I mean? So maybe we'll get something there. So, but for now though, I do think for now he will be himself in this film, so.
And with Hurry Up Tomorrow, we're nearly at this era. When do you imagine it's going to release? Because I've asked everyone so far whilst recording these episodes. My personal idea is it's going to drop around November, similar to Starboy. But again,
November, you know what? It's funny you say that because November is actually a pretty good release like month to drop. I believe recently he actually tweeted about something about the fall starting again. So my prediction is I think after he's finished touring Australia, I think maybe we'll get an album. I feel like it'll be on the way in November, so.
do you reckon we'll get a single whilst he's touring in Australia?
Yes, I do think we will also get another single as well. I've been seeing him post, you know, the new single with Anita in Sao Paulo. So I think that maybe the next single we'll get from him. Also, let's see, he also did drop a video with Playboi Carti and Timeless. So I think maybe we'll get something about that too. I'm not sure a single that I'm not too certain, but I know everyone really likes Sao Paulo with Anita, so that's it's a really good song that people enjoy. So I feel like we might get that single soon.
Yeah, I really like that single and I can't wait for that one to drop. And I've only seen like a few negative comments, but we're not gonna give him the time of day. But speaking about, like The Weeknd's final era and his legacy, which album by Abel do you think will stand the test of time and will continue to be a hit? Which album do you think's gonna 10, give it another 10, 20 years, it's still gonna be an amazing album that even new people are gonna love. Which album would you say it would be?
Man, this is probably one of the easiest answers. Maybe I don't know who said what, but After Hours for sure, man. It's After Hours, 100,000% After Hours. You know, he dropped it at the perfect time during COVID. You know, everyone was at home, you know, not doing anything because they couldn't go out anywhere. And then you got Abel. You know, he was teasing. Back in November, I want to say, with the Blinding Lights and then Heartless, during that time in 2019, and then when COVID came by, obviously, you know, everything just you know, hit, and it was so different. So, you know, with Abel dropping After Hours that year, I feel like, you know, everyone was just like, hey, yo, The Weeknd dropped, like, oh my gosh, you know, maybe I should probably take a listen to him because I haven't heard of him from a while, so. Why not? Let's give it a shot. So, and I mean, After Hours is just amazing. You know, you got dude, After Hours, the single just hit 1 billion streams. So like,
Yeah, that's true.
I believe now the album has I think five songs. I want to say they have 1 billion
Blinding
streams.
Lights,
Yeah, Blinding
Sega
Lights.
Tears, After Hours.
Save Your Tears.
I want to say In Your Eyes.
I think so. After Hours.
I can't think what the other one is.
Maybe it's four or five. I can't
There's
remember.
a lot though that like it's
It's
very impressive.
definitely a lot, and I'm pretty sure on that album too. It's definitely he does have the most streamed when it comes to the Billions Club and streaming wise, like definitely After Hours. That's why it's just literally like the best album. Honestly, the even when he announced tour, what was it? I think around 2022, I want to say. I think
I
maybe
think so.
when he announced that, you know, even when merch dropped, and you know, it was hype because, you know, everyone was buying stuff because, you know, they're home, they're like, and everyone, and also too, the music videos are fantastic. I mean,
Undeniably.
dude, Anton Tammy, what he was a director for most, I'm pretty sure, I think even all of the music videos that
Yeah, he
he's
did
dropped,
the
except for, of
Heartless one.
course, like, you know,
Why
Snow
the Lights?
Child video, since that's like an animated video. But it was just amazing. And you know, adding on top of that too, him coming back to help Abel with Hurry Up Tomorrow, since he did direct the Dancing in the Flames video, that was pretty hype.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm excited for this album too, because you know, you got Anton coming back for directing, Metro Boomin's coming back too. You
Mike
got
D.
OPN, Mike Dean even. So I'm just hyped, man, you know, and that's why after I was just, to my eyes, the most amazing that he's ever dropped. It's one of his best creations possible, so.
Speaking of the songs hitting the billions club, is there a certain song you wish had reached a billion streams or should rightfully reach a billion streams by now that hasn't already?
Oh man, that's a tough question there. Oh man. A song that should be able to reach 1 billion. Man, you put me on the spot with this one.
We can move on if
shoot.
you want, but
Is Wicked Games in the, I think it's, yeah, it's part of the Billions Club, I think. Wicked Games.
I'm not sure.
If it's not, it should be. I'm gonna do a fact check, honestly, because I'm gonna pull up Bruno. Shout out Bruno. I'm gonna pull up your post right now, because he actually recently posted when after I was hit a billion. So, shoot, let me find that real quick.
I think Bruno, we're actually gonna have an episode with Bruno coming up eventually. We're just trying to
Dude,
sort out.
he's the go, man. He's
Yeah.
such a king. He's just what a guy, honestly. He's the best, man. I mean, I can't really say anything because, like, dude, he's the greatest, man. He's he
I've
is
never
us.
heard a bad thing about him, and he was on the old episodes as well. He's an amazing guy, really humble, down to earth, incredible guy.
Yeah, man. I mean, he's the best, dude. I can't complain anything about that guy. Yeah, I'm looking. So I got the post pulled up here. Oh, you can't see because it's blurry, but I don't see Wicked Games. So honestly,
That's
yeah,
surprising,
I'd
that, to
have
be
to say
fair.
Wicked Games. I feel like that song honestly deserves to be in the Billions Club. And that too, on being on top of that, it's actually one of my favorite songs from Abel, Wicked Games. I don't know what it is. It's just the lyrics are good, the vocal take he does on the song, and the instrumental itself is pretty amazing. I feel like that's his personal best. And on top of that too is King of the Fall, by the way. That's one of my top favorites
Oh
too. King of the Fall,
yeah. Definitely, that
can't
is
go wrong with
definitely
that,
up
man.
there.
I love that song so much.
It's such a hype song as well.
Yeah.
If you're just feeling yourself, you're in a good mood, you just put that song on, you're like, come on now.
That's another thing too. It's kind of weird because I like when Abel gets hype on his music, because How Do I Make You Love Me is also one of my favorite songs,
Yeah.
and it's actually one of the most streamed songs on Dawn FM. So I have, like, if I remember correctly, 327 plays on that song. So yeah, I love it. So I was on tour back in July when he came to Detroit. And dude, that song live is just, it's crazy. It's insane,
Yeah,
bro. Oh
I
my
love it when it's
God.
like left side, left side.
Left side, right side. Hell yeah, bro. Hell yeah,
That
dude. I swear to
gets you
God,
hyped,
like,
yeah. But
I'm pretty sure when he performed Alone Again, dude, my voice was already gone. Like, literally, second song in, my voice was gone from screaming. So.
in terms of we're talking about his discography, his Billions Club, and even his live performances and that. Do you feel like his albums work better as best, like, as like a complete experience, or can you still be a good EXO fan just by not listening to every single song off every single album? Or do you feel like that experience is what makes it you a true EXO fan?
I feel like, being an EXO fan, I feel like experiencing different types of songs, is just to, honestly, I kind of like experiencing like different songs when I listen to him too, because I'm gonna be honest, I don't think a lot of people like listen to Kissland as much. I feel like if you're t so if I came up to like a random person and said, what's your favorite Weeknd album? They probably would say, maybe like After Hours, since like it's more known, or Beauty Hide Behind the Madness, because at the time, 2015, it was pretty like a no pretty good known album. So was Starboy. Starboy is also pretty good, well known as well. They would probably say that. So, they probably have no idea what the hell Kissland is, because it's underrated, man. Honestly, it's an underrated album. So, I feel like as a fan, experiencing new music from him is just honestly amazing. Even, dude, even sometimes I'll go ahead and listen to some of his unreleased, and dude, it's some of his unreleased music, man.
It's crazy.
Oh, dude, it's crazy how good it is. Like, dude, anything this guy does is just amazing, dude. Even his unreleased is just awesome, honestly.
So with his albums, is there, if you could take away one song from any album, which song would it be? Or if you could swap a song and put it on a different album, which would it be?
Okay. I'm not gonna lie. This is a song I had in mind that can be taken off an album. And I don't hate me, guys. Don't hate me on this, but there's one song that can be removed off an album. It's gotta be Live For on Kissland with Drake. That song's gotta go. I'm sorry. Who's listening to that, guys? Come on, can we be real?
Really?
Yeah, man, I don't know. Personally, me, I, as a Weeknd fan, I skip that song. I'm sorry. I don't know. It's a good song, don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not saying it's a bad song by all means. Like, obviously, if I listen to it, okay, I'll listen to it, whatever. But it's not like a bad song. It's just like, it doesn't, I'd say, I don't think it really fits Kissland, if that makes sense. Honestly, it would kind of fit, if it was on Trilogy, probably. If it was somewhere on Trilogy, it probably fit there. It's probably a good fit. But yeah, no, Live For, I don't listen to that much. I feel like that should be obviously. I don't know. Guys, don't cook me, man. Don't cook me. So I don't know. But
So, going from Kissland, I'm gonna bring it up to Dawn FM for a minute, and in particular, Jim Carer. Do you
okay.
think Dawn FM could have been better without Jim Carrey, or do you think Jim Carrey helps make that album the way it is?
So no, dude. I think Jim Carrey did actually amazing on that album. With the theme of Dawn FM, it's supposed to be like a radio. That you're, it's like a radio station you're listening to. So I feel like Jim's narrative on that album really actually helps, carry it, because dude, like I said before, it feels like you're just listening to a radio station. It's not even an album, dude. So it's like, it's really cool, how even to the beginning of the song, from when it comes to Dawn FM, the self-title, all the way through Phantom of Regret, he honestly carried, man, honestly. And even with, I actually kind of enjoyed, Lil Wayne being on the album too, along with Quincy Jones. They did good too. It's just like I mentioned, it's like you're actually listening to a radio station,
Do
so it's pretty good.
you feel like we could have got that same vibe if The Weeknd used someone other than Jim Carrey, so like if you use like Morgan Freeman, like Metro Boomin does, or like if you've got like a different actor, do you feel like it could have been, it would have been the same, or it would have like just Jim Carrey was the perfect role for it?
I think Jim Carrey was the perfect role for it. I believe too, Abel was actually talking about Jim Carrey before this album release. He was kind of teasing, like I think something on his story, working with Jim Carrey, So I feel like he definitely really wanted Jim Carrey on this album. So I feel like him being on this album really helped out there. So
I do like Phantom Regret by Jim, the last song. That one really like hits in a, it just, it, you can tell it's a Weeknd song even though The Weeknd is not singing on it. Do you know what I mean? Like the same vibes, the dark vibes, the sad vibes. Is there a particular song by The Weeknd that has a dark vibe that really gets you in your feels?
Dark vibe. Dark vibe. Man, honestly, that's a good question. Dark vibe. Honestly, oh man, I got a good one actually. I think Echoes of Silence is actually like a really, gets you in the mood when you're like just vibing, just in your room alone, laying in bed. It's dark. You got your headphones in or earbuds. You put on Echoes of Silence. You hear those soft pianos going out through a song, and then Abel's gentle voice throughout the album. It's just, I feel
Yeah.
like that song, yeah, it's got to be, one of his most like dark, chill,
Do
just something to relax to. So
you reckon we'll get a few dark songs on Hurry Up Tomorrow?
I think we'll get one. I think at least one, and that's the one where it's like the shoot. I don't know the name of it yet, but it's the one that plays the guitar along the
Oh,
way.
the runaway one.
Runaway, I think it's called, or something like that. So I think that will be the only one, honestly. I feel like this song or this album, by the looks of it, we'll definitely get that Anita song. We'll also get some songs from After Hours, because he did perform in Brazil. Take Me Back to LA, and
Yeah.
then
Hold My Heart.
I th hold My Heart. Yep. So I feel like, we'll get some songs from near the After Hours era to this song, to this album rather. So that's something I'm pretty hyped about.
I can't wait to hear it. Obviously, I imagine everyone else can't either.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, that in terms of questions for today, that's all I've got. So now it's time to get into the traditional segment and ask you for your top five and why. Doesn't have to be in any particular order, or it can be, best to worst to best, best to worst. But yeah, I'll let you take it from here and explain your top five and why.
All right, guys. All right. So do I just go like, should I go bottom five to all the way to top one? I feel like I should do that, right?
Can do.
Okay. So my fifth song, top five that I really like, will have to be, what's a song? What's a song? Because I low-key already spoiled my my top one and two, so you guys already know. You guys already got the answer. So my top fifth song will have to be, honestly, man, this is gonna be a really weird one, but I actually, no, Life of the Party is a pretty good song. I feel like that song is pretty underrated. The grungy guitar and then the instrumental and then his vocals on that song. Yeah, man, it's just a hype. I love that song so much. It's pretty underrated too, honestly. So, that's
Okay,
probably my fifth right there.
I see the vision.
Number four will have to be After Hours. After Hours. That song, you can't mean, come on, man. Like that song itself, as it was one of the singles that also dropped before he dropped the album too. So, when he dropped that, man, it was just wow. I'm happy too it reached 1 billion streams, by the way. I'm
Yeah,
so grateful,
rightfully
man. That
so.
definitely 100% deserved it, dude. Oh my God. When I first listened to that song and when the drums stopped and that like before the transition happened, I'm like, what's going on? And then you hear the beat drop, I'm like, oh shit, dude. I was so shocked, bro, dude. Dude, I love that song, man. That song itself, and I could, bro, respect to whoever, loves that song too, and that's their top one. People will even argue that's like their number one song. I can't even blame them, bro. Like that song is just amazing,
Yeah.
amazing.
Number
And
three.
then three, obviously, I kind of already did spoil this too. It's probably How Do I Make You Love Me? That song, dude. It just, man, I can't stop playing. Every time I hear, I just play. When I'm in the car, I'm driving, I blast my volume all the way up, and then, dude. When the beat drops, I just jam out, bro. It's just so good, man. It's just so good.
Number
Number
two.
two, being King of the Fall. You can't go wrong with that. That song is so iconic, bro. I think it's like a 6 minute song too, I wanna say,
Yeah,
give or take.
five, six.
Yeah. I mean, dude, that song is amazing. You got the iconic lyrics in there, and then the instrumental to itself, dude, it's pretty good, and with that being like, because I think originally when he did drop it, that was a song he uploaded on SoundCloud, I believe. It was
I
only
think so.
uploaded to SoundCloud, I think,
Yeah,
so during
it
at the
took him a while
time.
to properly release it.
It definitely took him a while, and then eventually he did upload the music video, of course, when he did drop on
Yeah.
SoundCloud. So the music video itself is even good. So that's also another reason why I like that song too. I like the music video on that. It's pretty cool. You see all his like, him just going around and in the city, just walking by. It's the vibe. So I love that.
And then obviously at number one, you've already mentioned it, but Wicked Games, I'm assuming Wicked Games.
Wicked Games is taking the crown for me again. Wicked Games, like I mentioned earlier, dude, the instrumental, the vocal takes, the lyrics, even the music video on that song as well is pretty good. It's pretty amazing. It's one. I feel like in my heart, it's one of, it's that's his like first ever song that's been like a hit. I feel like as of even back then. When people were listening to House of Balloons, Wicked Games was the one everyone was listening to at the time because, dude,
Yeah.
that was just a banger at the time, I feel. So, Wicked Games definitely number one, takes the crown for me. So,
Well, there you have it. We've got the top five for today. We've had the questions done, and that is it for this week's episode. Honestly, it's been an honor to have you a part of it. Thank you so much.
dude, of
And
course.
is there anything you want to say to the people listening or the people watching before we finish?
Guys, go subscribe to EXO Takeover, man. We're back. We're back, baby. Let's go. We're back. We got to subscribe. We got to get my boy. We got to get the subs up, the likes up. Like, comment, subscribe, guys, man. I'm blessed to be a part of this, dude. I thank you for having me, man.
Thank
Dude,
you for being a
this has been
part
an
of it.
honor.
Thank you. And that is it for today's episode. Join us next Sunday where we'll have another special guest and continue to talk all things EXO.
Excel, baby, let's go.